good morning, everyone, on this Good Friday. Welcome to church. For those listening in or visiting us today, a very special welcome to you. My name's the Reverend Trevor Young. I am the Senior Minister here at Abbotsford Anglican Church, and welcome. Today's service is a service of Bible readings, prayer, silence, and song. It's a time for us to remember the death of our Lord Jesus Christ and the reason for that. There'll be different people involved in the service today. We'll have Rosemary and Young Lan and Adele as our musicians. Kay will be sharing with me in the Bible readings, and Rosemary will lead us in a time of prayer during the service. You're welcome to stay for morning tea. We had hoped for you to stay and come and have morning tea in the backyard of our rectory, but it's raining, and so we'll have morning tea in here. But if you feel game and you want to go for a little walk in the rectory garden, have a look at the chooks and say to Nessie, you're welcome to do that afterwards as well. It's good to see you. This is a special day, and this whole week has been a week for us to be strengthened in our faith and in our relationship with Jesus as our Lord and Saviour. There'll be times in the service where there'll be moments of silence. They'll come after the Bible readings. It's a time to reflect during that on what you've just heard in the scriptures. There'll be verses of scripture that'll come up on the screen. They'll be in a darker background, which are for us to read and just to reflect on. And then there'll be times where you'll be invited to respond in the prayer times with a darker print of blue to join in with us. So before we do, let me pray. Almighty God, who of your great love for mankind on this day, you gave your dearly beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour, to die upon the cross. Taking our sin upon himself and the consequences for it, in your mercy, you reconciled us to yourself, forgave us, and made us alive in Christ. When you remember our sins no more and hold them no longer against us, it's by grace we have been saved through faith, and this not of our own doing, but your gift to us. Father, grant us a thankful remembrance today of your Son's death this Good Friday. Help us to respect, live for, and love you more for your exceeding great love towards us through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, we're not left to guess actually what happened on this day, nor are we left to our own reasonings as to why we call this day Good Friday. There were those there at the time who witnessed the years of the ministry of our Lord Jesus and who were there as witnesses. His mother and siblings, his friends and disciples, and those we heard of last Sunday who were sanctified, prayed for, and set apart to continue the ministry of Jesus and to proclaim Christ's message of the gospel to all people, to make Christ known and the gospel. And they were the apostles, the 11 apostles. It's to three of these apostles that we listen to their readings this morning, to the Apostle John, to the Apostle Peter, and to the Apostle Paul. They have recorded for us the events that occurred on this day and the reason why we remember it. And it's why we call it Good Friday, because of what they've written down and witnessed. So to begin with, let's listen to the scriptures. first of our Bible readings is from John's Gospel, chapter 18, beginning at verse 28, and going through to chapter 19 of verse 18. The Jewish leaders had taken Jesus from Caiaphas to the palace of the Roman governor Pontius Pilate. And by now it was early morning, and to avoid ceremonial uncleanness, they did not enter the palace because they wanted to be able to eat the Passover. So Pilate came out to them and asked, "What charges are you bringing against this man?" "If he were not a criminal," they replied, "we would not have handed him over to you." Pilate said, "Take him yourself and judge him by your own law." "But we have no right to execute anyone," they objected. This took place to fulfill what Jesus had said about the kind of death he was going to die. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked. "Or did others tell you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "Your own people and chief priests handed you over to me. What is it that you've done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." "What is truth?" resorted Pilate. With this he went out again to the Jews gathered there and said, "I find no reason, no basis for a charge against him. But it is your custom for me to release to you one prisoner at the time of the Passover. Do you want me to release the king of the Jews?" They shouted back, "No, not him. Give us Barabbas." Now Barabbas had taken part in an uprising. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They clothed him in a purple robe and went up to him again and again and saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they slapped him in the face. Once more Pilate came out and said to the Jews gathered there, "Look, I'm bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no basis for a charge against him." When Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, Pilate said to them, "Here is the man." And as soon as the chief priests and their officials saw him, they shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" But Pilate answered, You take him and crucify him. As for me, I find no basis for a charge against him." The Jewish leaders insisted, "We have a law, and according to that law, he must die because he claimed to be the Son of God." When Pilate heard this, he was even more afraid, and he went back inside the palace. "Where do you come from?" he asked Jesus. But Jesus gave him no answer. Do you refuse to speak to me?" Pilate said. Don't you realize I have power either to free you or to crucify you?" Jesus answered, "You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin." From then on, Pilate tried to set Jesus free. But the Jewish leaders shouted all the more, "If you let this man go, you are no friend of Caesar. Anyone who claims to be a king opposes Caesar." When Pilate heard this, he brought Jesus out and he sat down on the judge's seat at a place known as the stone pavement, which in Aramaic is Gabbatha. It was the day of preparation of the Passover. It was about noon. "Here is your king," Pilate said to the Jews. But they shouted, "Take him away, take him away, crucify him." "Shall I crucify your king?" Pilate asked. "We have no king but Caesar," the chief priests answered. Finally, Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified. So the soldiers took charge of Jesus. Carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle. Let's stand and sing our first song together. My love is love unknown. My song is love unknown.
Thank you.
Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. The chief priests of the Jews protested to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but that this man claimed to be the King of the Jews." Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, divided them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. "Let's not tear it," said one to another. "Let's decide by lot who'll get it." And this happened, that the scripture might be fulfilled that said, "They divided my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment." So this is what the soldiers did. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Later, knowing that everything had been finished, and so that the scriptures would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I'm thirsty." A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." And with that, he bowed his head and he gave up his spirit. Rosemary, would you come and lead us in prayer?
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God the Father, creator of heaven and earth, have mercy on us. God the Son, redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God the Holy Spirit, the strengthener, have mercy on us. Holy, blessed, and glorious Trinity, three persons and one God, have mercy on us. Lord, remember not our offences, nor the offences of our forefathers. Spare us, good Lord, spare your people, whom you have redeemed with your precious blood. Spare us, good Lord. From all spiritual blindness, from pride, vainglory, and hypocrisy, from envy, hatred, and malice, and from all uncharitableness, good Lord, deliver us. Bless and defend all who strive for our safety and protection, and shield them in all dangers and adversities. Hear us, good Lord. Heal those who are sick in body or mind, and give skill and compassion to all who care for them. Hear us, good Lord. Strengthen those who stand firm in the faith. Encourage the faint-hearted, raise up those who fall, and bless your servants who spread the gospel in all the world. Hear us, good Lord. In our times of trouble, in our times of prosperity, in our hour of death, and on the day of judgment, good Lord, deliver us. Father, grant us all true repentance, forgiveness, forgive our sins, negligences and ignorances, and strengthen us by your Holy Spirit to amend our lives according to your holy word. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Jesus, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us your peace. Jesus, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us your peace. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Together, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Let's stand and sing again. The power of the cross.
See the dawn.
Now, it was the day of preparation, and the next day was to be a special Sabbath. Because the Jewish leaders did not want the bodies left on the cross during the Sabbath, they asked Pilate to have the legs broken and the bodies taken down. The soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first man who had been crucified with Jesus, and then those of the other. But when they came to Jesus and found that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. The man who saw it has given testimony, and his testimony is true. He knows that he tells the truth, and he testifies that you also may believe. These things happened so that the scripture would be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken, and as another scripture says, they will look on the one they have pierced. Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now, Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, because he feared the Jewish leaders. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with the spices. In strips of linen, they wrapped him. This was in accordance with the Jewish burial customs. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden. And in the garden, a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. Because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was nearby, they there laid Jesus. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Jesus had said to his disciples before, you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and I'll take you to be with me, that where I am, you may be also. You know the way to the place where I am going? Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered and said, Thomas, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I've been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. Now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. Brothers and sisters in Christ, it's been good to remember why we call this day good, Good Friday, and for allowing ourselves to do so. The service isn't finished yet, but my hope is that through hearing and witnessing accounts of those who were eyewitnesses to that day, my prayer has been at the beginning that we may remember well the reason for why God sent his Son into the world and why we call this day good and to be thankful. and to be filled with joy. May God indeed, as we prayed at the commencement of this service, indeed help us now to respect, live for, and love God more for his exceeding great love towards us through Jesus Christ, our Lord, through whom sent. You're invited again on Sunday for our Resurrection Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and it's Holy Communion. And if you're able to stay after the service now, please stay for some morning tea and continue in the fellowship together. But before we do go, we still have a few more Bible readings to read and a song to sing. And so I invite Kay to come up now and read to us one of our final Bible readings to us. But before we do, as she comes up, these are some words. Thanks, Kay.
Good morning. This Bible reading is from Romans chapter 5, verses 6 to 11. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also boast in God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Stand, sing our final song together, and then please join us for some morning tea and continue the fellowship and the joy we have in Christ.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Well, thank the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, amen. Join us Sunday, 9:30 for the Lord's Supper and to continue our Easter story. Please stay for some morning tea and refreshments and to time to reflect and to share in fellowship together.